On behalf of the campus here, we'd like to welcome everyone this afternoon to another part of our Black History Month celebration. University of New Mexico Office of Diversity and Inclusion, St. Paul Baptist Church, Howard Chapel Church of the Homeless, and the Charlie Morrissey Education Center is presenting this presentation this afternoon. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone again. At this time, we normally recognize leadership at the institution. So we have the chancellor who's here. So we'd like to recognize the chancellor, because without her support, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of these things. Thank you for coming. What we do next is start out with a land acknowledgement statement. And we have one of our students who's going to read that for us. Tara.
UNM Gallup Land Acknowledgement Statement, founded in 1968. The University of New Mexico Gallup sits on traditional homelands of the Pueblo and the Zuni Nation and the Navajo Nation. The original peoples of the New Mexican Pueblo and the Navajo, since time immemorial, have deep connections with the land and have made significant contributions to the border community statewide. We honor the land itself and those who remain stewards of the land throughout the generations, and acknowledge our committed relationship with indigenous people. We thankfully recognize our history and strive to build a robust relationship with sovereign Native nations and indigenous people, and commit to maintain a diverse and exclusive environment with respect, understanding, and appreciation to all. Thank you.
Next, we'll have the introduction of Mr. Joe Banks and his group. Dr. Acuna, you would like to introduce the group.
I am to introduce Mr. Joe Banks, and then he will introduce his band. I don't know how to introduce Mr. Joe Banks, because we were students 2,000 years ago on the main campus of the University of New Mexico. And we became friends because they just started the Afro-American Studies program on campus. And there's a need for students to take the class so that the department will be stabilized. And he and I, we always find ourselves walking to different classes, but we've been friends for, 2,000? No, it's 3,000 years. Now, but really, Mr. Joe Banks is an asset in the Black community in Albuquerque, where there's sadness for funeral, when you hear a voice singing Amazing Grace or any other appropriate hymns, it will be him. When you go to a wedding where there's joy and people are happy, and you hear somebody singing a joyful song that people are dancing to or clapping to, it will be him. He's an asset to the point that nothing important happens in the community with his participation. I don't know how else to describe him, but in his absence, I think the community will need something else to glue us together. Now, he goes to anywhere and everywhere. When I called him up and said, this is what we're doing in Gallup, and I need his help, he said, when and where? That's all. And then I told him what our needs are. He went through a lot of processes to be able to get here. It was supposed to be a quartet. Lost one person. And then it became a quartet. Lost one person. It became a trio. And then the other person asked for permission to come on another day, so he couldn't be free for today. So now it's a duet. But through it all, he was where he was supposed to be. We drove through snow and sunshine, yes. And snow and yes. Sunshine for the next 2 hours, and he was right behind me. I don't know what else to say, but there are other things that I can say about you, but I don't think it's good for the public. He's generally the jewel of the Black community of Albuquerque, and I thank you. Mr. Joe Banks, the next person. And then introduce your friend.
Yes, good evening, university members, crews, faculty, and our guest speaker also, Dr. Levette. Thank you for the invitation and all the help. I am a product of my father, which was one of the first black chemical engineers to graduate from the University of New Mexico in the 50s. And I went to the University of New Mexico. Some of my siblings have went to the University of New Mexico, New Mexico State, and Highlands University. There's another Joe Banks, which is Joe Banks Jr., which he was a basketball star. So he played for Spain and Brazil. And my lovely wife, Barbara. And next, let me introduce Reverend Don Cobbs. He is a big musician, and his lovely wife is here too. So without any further ado, I just want to thank everybody, and I hope you enjoy. All right. Is it possible to take
yes. this? At this time, we'll have the first song, and then I'll introduce the speaker. So okay. You guys have one or two songs you want to sing?
Okay, yes.
Okay, thanks.
I like to get relaxed, walk around, intermingle. Next, I just want to say thank you all for coming. And for Dr. Okuna sharing such love for me, and I love him too. Reverend Cobbs and I have been singing since we were in high school, junior high school, different choirs, different bands. And so I just love him like a brother. We lost one of our members a couple years ago, Mr. Larry Henderson. And he was our bass player. And Vietnam veteran, war veteran, Purple Heart veteran. And we surely miss him. And some of these songs will be dedicated to Mr. Larry Henderson. This song takes you back to grandma, grandpa, mama, daddy, the family. We call it the family song. The song was written by John Legend, and the song is entitled, Our Love Don't Have to Change. I want to go back.
Keynote speaker who's motivational speaker and a lecturer at the university at the main campus. She's going to be speaking to us, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her background and how she got into law. She talks about her passion for people and a passion for learning, and that's one of the things that as she speaks today, she's going to be talking about. But one of the other things is that they talk about the history. In Gallup, we have a history, but it's not written. It's an oral history. People talk to other people, and they tell about the history of Gallup and people who own business, some of the first people that came here. But it's not written down any place. And so what we're trying to do is to create an oral history, and then we're going to have some information written down. So with some of the people in the audience, Mr. Johnson and his wife, I'll talk to. Mrs. Johnson has been here her whole life, so she knows a lot about Gallup. But the idea is that we can begin to record some of this information. So for those who are going to come after us, there will be a history. Now, we'll go back as far as we can. We're not sure how long it's going to take. But every group needs a history. And so I know when I think about my history in terms of growing up, a lot of the guys my age, we're getting older now, you know, so a lot of that history is being lost. And if we don't talk about it, my older brother and I talk, and when we talk about things, it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. But it needs to be written down. So for here in Gallup, we want to record it so the next generation would know what happened and the first person that had a business here, what they did. Those are the foundation to build on.
Everybody ought to know this song.
Temptations. We're gonna do a little mixture stuff.
cloud today. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl, my girl. I've got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song than the birds in the trees. Well, I guess. What can make me feel this way, my girl, my girl? Talking about my girl, my girl.
Yes, she is right here.